This is not a test.
I feel a fire burning. There's nowhere for you to hide.
And you want to knock Nicole for not having kids? How long y'all been married? How many kids you got? Let me just crunch the numbers real quick. None. What, you firing blanks there, sport?
I'm going straight for the top. You know I cannot stop. If anyone can do it, I can do it. I'm taking over alone. I'll do it on my own. I see the wall and I push right through it. I feel a fire burning. There's nowhere for you to hide. We only tap this
real. And welcome back to the one and only WrestleCast, episode 162 on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out all the great shows that we have, such as NFL Easy Picks, Anything Goes, All Beer Inside, European Uppercut, The Tuts Experience, Squabble Box, One Up Clubs, Heads Up, Loot Chat, CFL Easy Picks, Hanging with Heavy, What's on Fight, Eurovision Showcase, Legends on Siren FM, STFU, and Wrestling Cheers. What we like to do here on the one and only WrestleCast is have a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling. If you want to get a hold of us, don't be shy. You can email us, WrestleCast@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/WrestleCast, and follow us on Twitter at WrestleCast. And we are heading straight for WrestleMania. Well, at least one of us is, but everybody's going to be watching WrestleMania nonetheless, and this is it, the very last show before WrestleMania, and our second to last show before we close the chapter on this. But without any further ado, I am your host. I am Heavy Set, and I'm being joined by, as always, with the Iron Man of WrestleCast. We have Carp.
I flared up again, and I'm harder to get rid of than herpes.
Oh, you got a divorce?
Yeah, a little bit.
I figured that's what happens when people flare up.
Oh. Yeah, so how's it going, Heavy?
How's it going, Carp?
It's going. I'm fun employed again.
Fun employed again. F unemployed. Fun employed.
Yep.
How long do you think this will last?
Hopefully not the 2 years the last one lasted.
Hopefully not.
So,
I'd say, what, in your spare time, you should start a movie podcast.
Maybe. I mean, I'll talk about, you know, during What's On, I could talk about all the movies I saw this week. So.
And we also have Katie, the first lady.
What's up? What's going on? I'm officially jealous that you're going to be at WrestleMania. Not about the trip. I don't know if I could handle a trip like that, but yeah. I'm happy for you that you're going to be there.
I spent part of my night last night, and I still got to get a better version of it, like going through like WrestleCon and figure out who I want to meet, when they're going to be there, and all that kind of stuff. And then I have a list also of who I want to meet at Ring of Honor. And right now, I should say on top of everything too, I'm calculating on how much money I'm going to have, because I have one credit card that's close to being maxed out. That one I probably won't use at all. Another one which is like a good halfway. Had a good halfway point, and there's another one that I just recently paid off, and right after I paid it off, they're like, oh, here's $200 extra, and I went, oh, you have no idea how happy this makes me. And then having most of my, like, figure out how much money I'm going to have for my paycheck, because I should have everything ready for, like, food-wise and all that kind of stuff when I come back, like, already ready and paid for and all that kind of stuff, so that'll be extra money that I get to spend, too, so it's... I'll go through probably later, like, people that I have on my itinerary of hopefully meeting, especially Ring of Honor. They changed, which we didn't really get to talk about this. They took out the two New Japan wrestlers that I wanted to meet, but they added in Gorillas of Destiny, who I also want to meet. Not as much as Jushin Thunder Liger would be great. And they officially announce, maybe to help balance it out, that Matt and Jeff are going to be there. So that upped, because I think when we originally talked about it, I was going to spend $170 there. It jumped to $250. So we will get into all that later. But we will start this show like we always do going into WrestleMania, and that is keep, toss, or improve. We will start with Katie, the First Lady.
I'm going to keep Roman Reigns' little promo on Philadelphia from Raw. I like that he sort of gave it back to them because that's where he won the Royal Rumble. He was sort of, he rubbed it in that he main evented WrestleMania twice. So he sort of got a little bit of edge on them, and I thought it was interesting. I think he should do this sort of more in future promos and such. But yeah, I enjoyed that bit a little.
I felt like they didn't boo him as hard, but then again, I always feel like when you get pay-per-views such as that, you know, Royal Rumble and everything, you're going to pull people not only just from that area, you're going to pull people farther out. Because people are going to go, oh, let's travel to Philly to go to Royal Rumble. Less people are going, let's travel to Philly to go to Raw. What do you think, Art?
Yeah, I mean, I see where Roman's trying to be like, oh, I'm the bad guy, even though I'm the good guy, trying to be the good guy in this situation. But, I mean, smartest thing to do would be to put him over heelish style at Mania, but that's my thoughts. I'm getting sick and tired of the crowds trying to hijack the show. It's getting a little frustrating to watch it on TV sometimes.
Oh, and we have this week coming up too.
Well, see, this week I expect, because it's the Euro crowd that's going to be there. Like, I expect
It's not just the Euro crowd too, because I know a lot of people say like, oh, that's European, that's England. Like, I get there's a good fraction, but I still think there's a lot of people that are coming from across the country that go, aren't going to do it like me, which I'm leaving Monday morning. Just because also a friend of mine has, the guy that I'm going with, he has to be at work early Tuesday morning, so Raw is out of the picture. And on top of that, I wasn't, an extra day there meant more, another night for a hotel room and tickets. And Raw tickets, I think, I've heard, are pretty crazy too. So, you know what? I'm good on that. I'll take what I can for the week and leave it at that. But yeah, this is going to be a crazy, crazy week. All right, Cart, keep tossing proof.
Oh, son of a bitch. All right.
Okay, Andy.
I'm going to keep Bella's bullshit again and the build for Miz Maryse against Cena Bella. It's been great. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Miz playing Daniel Bryan as well this week on Bella's bullshit, and that had me on the floor with the juice box thing and everything. No, I'm a vegan. I'm not allowed steak. Like, it's been so great. Miz is A1 in my book, baby.
I think the only thing that could have made it better is if you're going to act like Daniel Bryan's that short, get a midget.
Yeah, well, that's the first, like, before they closed in on him, I thought it was a midget. Yeah. And then they got closer, but they all, I'm like, did they hire Hornswoggle again? So.
No, he was doing Impact, but I don't know if he's with them full time. I seen him this past week, though. Great guy.
But yeah, hilarity as usual. And Cena with his retort, you know, blah, blah, blah. I am this business and I'm the good guy here. And, you know, cheer me. I really hope we don't see a proposal at the end of that match, because then I might just leave old school's house.
The closer we get to it, the more I think it's going to happen, because they're pushing the marriage thing so hard. Yeah. To where maybe behind the scenes something has happened and, you know, Nikki and John went to WWE and like, hey, you know, we're thinking about really getting married. Let's do something with this.
Next season on Total Bellas, the proposal and the wedding.
Well, one thing's for sure, they won't be married before Paige and Del Rio.
Yeah, true. Paige and Del Rio will be married before I hit Orlando.
That girl, man, God damn it. Like, I guess she's got some sort of daddy issue she's trying to resolve right now, so.
Yeah. All right. My keep, toss, or improve is, you know, I've done this a lot, and I'm going to come back to it again, because I think it's very relevant. And that is the IWC's reaction to the pre-show in general. Katie, you retweeted something that I seen earlier, and it kind of bugged me. I'm getting sick and tired of people bitching when shows make the pre-show. When it matches.
I retweet it because it's just like the people are complaining all the time. I really don't care at this point. I'm not surprised they moved it there. They weren't going to do the Raw one. It had to be that one.
So. Yeah. Well, I look at it like this. Remember, the first thing is the pre-show has to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's supposed to, you know, warm the crowd up. It's supposed to warm up the TV audience. It used to before, you know, we had the network and everything. That was we need a good pre-show so people get pressured into making that last-minute buy on the pay-per-view that they weren't expecting to do. Maybe they were teetering up, but they're like, oh, fuck, this looks so good, I'm so hyped, I can't miss this, let's do this now. So there's that aspect. But there's also, look at the card and tell me which match, quote, deserves to be on the pre-show, because normally people look at that as a demotion. Well, you are on the pre-show, and you're the lowest thing there. If you really look at this card, not many matches have any point of being lackluster to mm-hmm. not be on they should all not be on the pre-show according to those rules. But somebody has to. We have 13 matches on this card, and we thought, and I was kind of expecting, that we would get the tag team match, but no, they're going to use the SmackDown tag team match, I should say. But they're going to put them in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. That's fine. Whatever. But for people to say, and it was especially what you retweeted, like, oh, you know, they relegated this woman's match to the pre-show, you know, I don't know if he said throwing up his mouth. He said something stupid. I'm like,
yeah.
It's just somebody, some match has to do it. The match that I did expect was Neville versus Aries, and Aries and Neville are going to have an amazing fucking match. You have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. It can go on either or. Pre-show is fine. It is a nice thing to warm up the crowd and get people going.
You see what he tweeted? Aries tweeted something like, it's going to be a great match. Something like that, yeah.
He called himself, he's not relegated to anything. He's I forget the word that he used, but he was just basically saying, I'm going to turn it into something. Like, don't worry about it. It's going to be good. That's all that matters. And the other match that what was the third match? Women's, was it a tag team match? The triple threat tag team ladder match?
For the kickoff or for the main show?
For the kickoff. No, they have the cats. Because within the past, 24 hours or 48 hours, they've changed a lot for WrestleMania. Like, I've had to make two edits on match types, and I've had to... Oh, actually, I got to go in and add somebody to a match, because they're officially announced for a match.
Yeah. I think the ladder match will open the main show.
Oh, we got them all there. I don't know why I was thinking that I only had two, but yeah, the SmackDown women's title match, yeah, which I did mention, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, and Aries and Neville. Those three are going to be great matches, and that's going to help pump up the crowd. No match on here has any, quote, criteria, like worthless match to be on the pre-show, according to everybody's criteria. There's no throwaway match.
My only issue with this pre-show is that it's 2 hours, and then you have at least a four-hour Mania following. It's long, and it's not needed anymore to me. And people who complain about, oh, well, the pre-show sucks. You know what? Stop watching. WWE will see the numbers, and maybe they'll do something about it.
I think it's the pre-show. It doesn't matter. I look at it as the opening act on a comedy show or a band. Or, you know, those type of shows. Where, yeah, you're going to have some opening acts. No one says, oh, I can't believe you put this band as the opening band. That's so disgraceful. Well, there's a reason why they're there. Even if it is a big name tour, sometimes you still have bigger names being the opening band. That fucking happens.
It's just internet warriors bitching and complaining. That's all it's ever going to be. So, I mean, 10 years ago, this wasn't happening because Twitter was barely aged then. So.
Oh, that goes with a lot of stuff. It just how much technology has changed. Like, I had seen on Facebook today, it was like a comment, getting back on the whole page thing. And people were kind of saying, like, how disgraceful she was and, you know, it's so messed up that she did this and kids can find it. And I'm thinking, you know, that's actually because we're in the era we're in. If camera phones would have been around in the Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan days when those guys were on top, oh yeah, there'd be some scandal-ass shit out there.
We already got some Shawn Michaels pictures way back in the day too already, so.
Well, I'm talking about the real scandalous shit. I'm talking about like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of what I said last week of everybody kind of bitching about Paige desecrating and disrespecting the NXT Women's Championship. I'm willing to bet Ric Flair has done more to Big Gold than you could ever imagine.
Oh, yeah. 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 There's juices on those belts, for sure.
Yeah. So,
like, I mean, if they were scandos under black lights, I can't imagine what they would look like. They would probably just glow.
They would look like Naomi. But, yeah, just... it's just the pre-show. Pre-show's not a bad thing. If the match is memorable, you're always going to be remembered as being on the WrestleMania card. Yeah, it's not that, quote, traditional card, because I think that's maybe what people look at it to, is those in the earlier days were maybe your dark matches, or those were your, free-for-all matches, where they didn't matter, but now it's all one big thing, it's all on the network, it's, every match here is not bad. A lot of these are like, they're either some form of championship match, have a match with big names in it.
Or a grudge match, kind of.
Well, no, even that, mostly because, just going down the card, okay, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. You know, that's honoring Andre the Giant, so that's kind of a stipulation, a prize, whatever. And I'm going by our table that we'll go over later. And then you have the Triple Threat Tag Team Ladder Match for the Raw WWE Tag Team Championships. That's a championship match. You know, that means something. The Cruiserweight Championship Match, obviously a championship match. WWE SmackDown Women's Championship Match. The WWE Intercontinental Championship Match. The Mixed Tag Match. Granted, not a championship match, but it contains big names in WWE. You have the United States Championship Match. The Fatal 4-Way Elimination Match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship Match.
Here's my complaint about that. It's not a Fatal 4-Way if it's an elimination match.
True.
WWE, get your shit in order. They're fucking up way too much now. They need somebody new in the background to fix these things. To explain to Vince McMahon or whoever finally does this, hey Vince, the words Fatal 4-Way or Fatal / Elimination don't belong together. So just like the Hold Harmless, that sounds dumb. It should just be an old holds barred match. That's it.
But okay. But anyway, continuing on, we have the Unsanctioned Match, which is a grudge match, but it contains Triple H, Seth Rollins, big names in WWE. Next to no titles on the line, Shane McMahon, AJ Styles, Undertaker, Roman Reigns, big names. And then the last two are championship matches. So tell me, IWC, which matches deserve to be on there? And then when you give me your answer, I will tell you that you are a hypocrite because something you have said in the past will go against that. Are you telling me that, okay, we're going to go a non-championship match? So are we really going to have The Undertaker and Roman Reigns and Shane McMahon and AJ Styles on the pre-show? No, you're going to have those on the main show. Like, yeah. Stop.
They should have Goldberg and Brock just on the pre-show, and that's it.
Oh, you still hate that, don't you?
Oh, God. I hate it so much.
And Reigns and Undertaker main event. So he can main event for the third time.
Yeah, exactly. Let's piss off the fans even more.
Actually, put a John Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maurice and have it end in a proposal, and that is how we'll end WrestleMania. So when you know you have to go home because you hate what you see, at least you're going home because the night is over. I'm doing you a favor, Carp.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a wrestling wedding, then we know it's going to fall apart, as all wrestling weddings do. So.
Yeah. All right. Let's move into our next segment, What's On, where we talk about what we've been watching, listening to, and all those type of fun things, wrestling-related and non-wrestling-related. And we're going to start with Carp.
Friday, I went to the WWE house show here. It was great. I purchased a signed Sami Zayn jersey. I didn't have to wait in line or anything. They already had the signed jerseys available, or t-shirts, I should say, and a AJ Styles t-shirt, and then the cocksucker came out with a new shirt today. Saturday, I went to go see Life. It's kind of a mix between Alien and Gravity. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. 7 out of 10, I'd give it. Definitely check it out. And then I watched... What did I watch next? I watched this movie called The Love Witch. Kind of 60s, well, it's a modern one, but it's like 60s pulp / Technicolor style story about this love witch who murders men with sex. It was pretty amazing, the movie. I highly suggest you check it out. Will especially love it because they show a bunch of cocks. Then today I went to go see Get Out, which fucking amazing. Go see Get Out. Jordan Peele killed it for his first horror movie. It's a 8.5, 9 out of 10. Like, really good. I would have gone with a slightly more twist ending, but that's me. And then after that, I just walked in to go see Goon, The Last of the Enforcers, the sequel to the Goon movie. If you like the first Goon, you like the second Goon. That's it.
Nothing else?
And that's it.
You didn't see any powerful movies?
Oh, the Power Rangers?
Oh, does that... No. No, damn.
What do you mean, powerful movies? I'm confused.
That was my joke.
Oh, no. I did not go see the Rangers. It's not in my wheelhouse. It's also 2 hours, which is a little long for a Power Rangers movie. Where the two I went to see today were an hour 45 each. So.
Heaven forbid that extra 15 minutes.
No.
Or is it longer?
Inexcusable.
All right. Katie, what's on?
Katie, you might be on mute.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. what's on for me? Raw, SmackDown. I listened to Edge and Christian's new first episode of their podcast, and I liked it. They obviously have great chemistry together. The voicemails were hilarious. Oh my god, have you guys listened to it?
I've only gotten through the voicemail parts. The hey, you both sucked at wrestling. Why'd you retire so young? That had me laughing. And then the guy's lyrics for Christian's intro theme. I almost got into a car accident and I was laughing so much while listening to that.
It was so much fun. And they interviewed Goldberg, so that was a good interview.
I wanted to listen to it, but I took Friday off, and then I was given Monday and Tuesday off by accident. So, no, because normally that's when I listen to is when I'm driving. So I haven't had time to, like, listen to anything. But seeing as how I got a nice 15-hour drive down to Orlando, I'm probably going to be fitting a couple, if not everything that I have in. So hopefully before the WrestleMania, I'll have them all listen to.
And they have Shane on as a guest for Friday, so that should be fun, too. Anything else? I watched the new WWE 24 for WrestleMania Monday, and that was good, and I'm getting the DVD on it, because I believe it's an extended version, so I like the documentaries like that. And that's pretty much it.
Let's see, for me, since we last did a show, I did post a podcast for Hanging with Heavy that you can find on Trend Topics Network. I will note that was recorded a couple weeks ago. It took me a while to get around to it. It's still fairly relevant, you know, with Captain Awesome of the Spanish Announce Table. So I would suggest everybody to check it out. And went to AIW over the weekend. Spent no money while I was there because I'm kind of hoarding everything for WrestleMania and shit. And then Saturday, me and my girlfriend went out to celebrate my birthday because it's coming up this week on Friday, and I'm not going to be in town, so it was either the weekend before or weekend after, and we decided weekend before. So first place we went to was called Mongolia Grill, which I know they have multiple ones around the United States. I haven't been to only this particular location, and the basic premises of it is it's like a buffet style, but everything all the meat that you get is not cooked. And what they do is they give you a bowl, you take it up to the buffet, put all any type of meat that you want in there. They got chicken, ribeye, some fish, some shrimp, I think crab, a bunch of other stuff, and then like some vegetables. And then they also have a sauce and spice station where you get another additional little bowl and put in your sauce. And then you go over to this grill, just a nice circular grill, and there's cooks there that will make all the everything that's in the bowl for you, and then they'll take your sauce and put it on towards the end. And it's basically like it's like a kind of a Japanese restaurant, but it's a twist on it. Like you make your own dish, and you can, you know, I went up for two bowls, and you know, each time I went up, there was something different. So that was fun. Then we went to a place called 16-Bit Arcade, which is only in Ohio, and there's three locations, one in Columbus, one in Cincinnati, the other one in Cleveland, where they have a bunch of arcade games from the 80s and 90s, and if you drink, it's free. Granted, you could technically get away with just walking in there and playing games. No one, like, checks you, especially with kind of how crowded it was when I was there, and got to play, like, Terminator 2, play The Simpsons. I wanted to play Ninja Turtles, but I couldn't get in on it. I played a couple other handful of games, too. The two drinks that I got... Actually, the first thing was, and I explained this on my Facebook, was they had two drinks, one called the Hulk Hogan, and the other one called the Macho Man. And the Hulk Hogan is like vodka Sprite, I think. And then they take one of those firecracker lollipops, or whatever it's called, that it's red, white, and blue, and they put it in it. Not lollipops, but a popsicle.
That's not cool. Hogan shouldn't be using some Russian swill water.
I don't.
He should be using American bourbon as the base.
At least not a black Russian.
They could turn it into something. I'm actually going to try to pull up 16 bits website to get exactly what it is, because I really actually forget what it is, the drink, because I know there's that, then there's what I got, the Macho Man. But anyway, as I'm looking up what exactly is in the drinks, the bartender came out to me, she's like, what do you want? And I'm like, a WrestleMania 5. She gave me a puzzled expression, and I was like, Macho Man and Hulk Hogan. And she's like, okay, you know, and she went and got it for me.
It was the waitress, like, 21.
The Hulk Hogan is, oh, I'm sorry, vodka, lemonade, and original bomb pop popsicle. And then that was the drink my girlfriend got. I got the Macho Man, because she heard what was in that one. She's like, oh, I gotta get it. I'm like, well, okay, then I'll get something else, so, you know, just something different. I got the Macho Man, which was honey bourbon and Coke with a Slim Jim in it. And then, like, we ended up ordering a second round, and she got the Winona Ryder, which was Jim Beam White Label, Razzmatazz, lemon juice, and raspberry gummies. My second drink, which it's a special, so it's not on their regular menu, and I can't find it. It was called the Green Ranger. It was Mountain Dew and some other stuff, which leads me to what we did next, is we went to the movies and seen Power Rangers, which it's good. I don't consider it to be really great. They leave the opening for a sequel halfway predictable.
Six sequels, I've heard.
What's that?
I've heard like six sequels they're going to do.
I don't know. I know they leave it open for one. The second one should probably happen. And then, I don't know, it just, I've watched a lot of reviews on it, and there's some things I agree with where people are like, it's good, but there are some really big holes, and each one of them I've seen kind of like explores what they consider to be some holes on it. I thought it was okay. It's really hard to take what the Power Rangers were and turn that into a movie, because they've done it once, and it wasn't that great. I plan on rewatching it soon. But now you're taking everything, all these aspects out of it, and you're turning it into a modern movie, and it's not going to have the same charm. And it doesn't. But there's times where the cheesiness of the original does shine through, so it's, yeah, there's bits and pieces of it. That movie caused me to rewatch my favorite stretch of episodes in Power Rangers, and that is Green with Evil, a five-part series on the Green Ranger. Hands down, one of my favorites. Other than that, my merch hoarding this week, I happened to go to Walgreens, and I found the exclusive Shawn Michaels and Kane. The ironic twist of it is we have a Walgreens right down the road. I was just there about a week or so ago. They didn't have it, and I think it was probably close to 2 weeks ago, but my girlfriend wanted to go there to grab some Excedrin, so we go in there, and if I'm going into Walgreens, I'm going to check. And they had, like, a couple there. And I'm like, oh, my God. I picked him up, and I was just so excited. Shawn Michaels, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. Kane is up there, too. So, Cross That Mothless was very fun. Other than that, I watched the first New Japan 45th anniversary show. I'm still halfway through the second one. By the time most people listen to this, I'll probably have it done. I want to try to get through most of New Japan Cup before I leave. But we'll see how that goes, because that shit's really long. Other than that, that's my what's on, and we will go straight into the final picks for this year, and this is where we are coming into the final round. MOP at 110, Living Legend at 121, Hallmark at 132, GBL 144, myself 146. Kiwi was technically kicked out after the last one, but after looking at the differences between WrestleCast and European Uppercut, I've decided to let him stay. He missed the second to last pay-per-view, so as long as he gets him in this time, he's not screwing their side, because with the whole lifting of the point thing, the point whatever, this now gives a little bit of opportunity for the European Uppercut to at least come in close to tying with us, but we'll probably still win. Just try to make it a little fair for him. Anyway, Biohazard at 161, PK 175, Adam at 188, Carp at 192, Katie at 194, DRG, third place, 206, Kai, second place, 207, Old School, not here to defend himself, going into the final round, at 244. we have NXT or TakeOver Orlando, and we have WrestleMania 33. As of right now, which I have a spot open just in case they decide to do it, but I think a match will be added to NXT TakeOver Orlando, if not more. I have a feeling that might be done Wednesday night. So if you're listening to this and you're like, well, they've added matches, well, they didn't add matches yet. So right now, four matches. We'll start just with NXT as a whole. We have Andre Cien Almas versus Aleister Black, the debuting Aleister Black. Triple threat tag team elimination match for the NXT Tag Team Championship. Authors of Pain versus DIY versus The Revival. NXT Women's Championship match, Asuka versus Ember Moon. The NXT Championship match, Bobby Roode versus Shinsuke Nakamura. We have all the picks in for WrestleCast for both events, so they went like this. Well, flat out, everybody has picked Aleister Black, everybody has picked Ember Moon, and everybody has picked Bobby Roode. Now, the differences come from the tag team match. You have Katie, Biohazard, Mop, Old School, and Carp. Well, that's pretty much everybody except two picked AOP. Myself and DRG picked hashtag DIY. Now, bets go as follows. And I did not put bets on DIY. It's kind of I'm going more heart than brain. But I can see any of these teams winning. So, just going with that for now. So, bets-wise, we have myself, Ember Moon, and Shinsuke Nakamura. I mean, not Shinsuke Nakamura. Bobby Roode, because we all picked Bobby Roode. Katie put 5 on Aleister Black, Ember Moon, and Bobby Roode. Biohazard put 5 on Aleister Black and Authors of Pain. Mott put no points. DRG put no points. Old School put 5 on Aleister Black, Ember Moon, and Roode. And Cart put 5 on Authors of Pain, Ember Moon, and Bobby Roode. Now we get into the big show. No, not the big show, but the big show. Technically what will be the final event for this. We have the 2017 Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. The triple threat tag team ladder match for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship. The Club versus Enzo and Cass versus Cesaro and Sheamus. The WWE Cruiserweight Championship match, Neville versus Austin Aries. The WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, Alexa Bliss versus Becky Lynch versus Natalya versus Mickie James versus Carmella versus Naomi versus, and I have this in quotations because, no, it's right now on Wikipedia, they have this labeled as a six-pack challenge.
Yeah, they announced it as that.
Oh, now it is official six-pack challenge.
Yeah, they announced on SmackDown.
Okay, so
no surprises.
That goes some picks out the window, but I think that one's already changed.
Well, certain redhead ain't going to be there no more.
That saddens me, just because that would be the greatest troll ever.
Can't say I'm disappointed.
Oh, she's not that bad. Hashtag blame WWE. Anyway, now Ace.
She's a real pretty girl, but she can't wrestle for shit. So,
blame the people that hired her.
I do.
Now a six-pack challenge for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Alexa Bliss versus Becky Lynch versus Natalya versus Mickie James versus Carmella versus Naomi. The WWE Intercontinental Championship match. Dean Ambrose versus Baron Corbin. A mixed tag team match. John Cena versus Nikki Bella. I mean, John Cena and Nikki. That happens later on in the night. John Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maryse. The WWE United States Championship. Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens. Fatal 4-way elimination match for the WWE Women's Championship. Bayley versus Charlotte versus Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax. An unsanctioned match, which this wasn't on Wikipedia last week up until Monday night. And I'm like, come on, Wikipedia. You know this match is going to happen. Just put it on. But we put it on anyway. Triple H versus Seth Rollins. Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles. The Undertaker versus Roman Reigns. And the WWE Universal Championship match, Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. That's not to mention also the WWE Championship match, Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton. Now, we did lift the whole picks ban. Points, you're allowed to wager as many up to 5 points on any number of matches you want. I went semi-conservative. only one person was ballsy enough to put 5 on everything, and that man would be DRG. Which, that's kind of ballsy, especially with some of his picks. Anyway, myself, and I'm going to read these picks in order of how the matches were announced prior. It should be easy to figure out who's who. But anyway, I picked Strowman, Enzo and Cass, Neville, Natalya, yes, going with my heart, hopefully WWE does something, actually, debating whether I did do that before Naomi was announced, and now that makes me want to do it. Nope, stick with Natalya. If I'm wrong, I still didn't put +5 on it, so fuck it. The WWE Intercontinental Championship match, well, the Corbin, +5, Shane, Cena and Nikki, +5, Owens, +5, Nia Jax, I put +5 on that, but I don't think I'm confident on that. Fuck, I keep it. Rollins, +5, Styles, Reigns, Lesnar, +5, and Wyatt, +5, which everybody has picked Bray Wyatt. Myself, I picked Strowman, I mean, not myself, Katie, picked Strowman, Enzo and Cass, Neville, Naomi, +5, Corbin, +5, Cena, Nikki, +5, Owens, +5, Bailey, +5, Rollins, +5, Styles, Reigns, +5, Lesnar, +5, and Wyatt, +5.
Yep.
Biohazard picked Strowman, Enzo and Cass, +5, Aries, Naomi, Corbin, Cena and Nikki, +5, Owens, Nia Jax, a no contest between Triple H and Seth Rollins, which I'm trying to remember. Do you have a referee in a unsanctioned match? Which I remember Shawn Michaels and Jericho. I don't remember if there was an official ref.
It's hard. Ref might have been knocked down, but...
Mute, Carp!
Sorry.
And the sad thing is, I was there. I just don't remember the ref. But then again, you're really not supposed to remember the ref.
Yeah.
But there was a finish. So I think, and not to mention, I think a no contest between Triple H and Seth Rollins, a match that we're, for the second year in a row, trying to squeeze on to WrestleMania, a no contest would be lackluster. And that would probably piss a lot of people off.
Yeah, it needs like a pinfall or something definite.
All right, like I said, he picked Triple H and Seth Rollins at a no contest, AJ Styles, Undertaker +5, Lesnar, and Bray Wyatt. Yeah, I don't think he's been listening because he only put +5 on 3 matches. I need to make sure he knows. That could have the potential of changing, but we'll see. Mott put no bets down. Kind of counters what DRG's doing. He put Strowman, Enzo and Cass, Neville, Mickey James, Baron Corbin, Miz and Maurice, Owens, Bailey, Rollins, Styles, Taker, Lesnar, Bray Wyatt. And like I mentioned with DRG, he did put +5 on everything. So that goes as follows. Sami Zayn, Enzo and Cass, Austin Aries, Natalya, Corbin, Cena and Nikki, Jericho, Bailey, Triple H, Styles, Taker, Lesnar, Bray Wyatt, and to repeat one more time, all that +5. Old school pick, Strowman, The Club, +5, Aries, a pick that might change, Eva Marie, Baron Corbin, +5, Cena and Nikki, +5, Owens, +5, Charlotte, Seth Rollins, +5, Styles, +5, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, and Bray Wyatt. And last, but certainly not least, we have Carp, Strowman, +5, Enzo and Cass, +5, Aries, +5, Naomi, +5, Corbin, +5, Cena and Nikki, Owens, +5, Bailey, Rollins, +5, Styles, +5, Reigns, Lesnar, and Wyatt, +5. So that is the last pick preview of WrestleCast. I want to pull up really quick. I want to see how everybody did on WrestleMania last year. Because that was a...
That was horrible last year. I think we all, like, pretty much sucked.
Yeah, but I remember last year's Mania having a lot of, like, finishes that you wouldn't expect. That's why a lot of people probably got screwed.
They only had 11 matches last year. And then see how everybody did... If I just want to look at points. Yeah, between the two events, the person that did the best was myself with 19. And I won last year with 206. Yeah, a lot of crazy finishes. Was there a double DQ something with New Day and the League of Nations? I can't remember. Well,
I think the League of Nations won, but the match itself was forgettable. That was when Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, and Mick Foley all came out.
Yeah.
At a moment.
Because I have this down as, like, everybody got it wrong, but the only person that picked League of Nations was Mop. Oh, back when picks were so short. myself, Katie, Biohazard, Bob, DRG, and Double A. Jeez, Biohazard went by. Anyway, going back on that. No emails this week, which I did happen to check. Plus, we're doing this on a Tuesday night, not a Wednesday night, so that probably curved a couple people. I want to go back, because I did pull up their website. I want to mention all the arcade games that 16-bit had in Cleveland. The thing that annoys me is they have wrestling games, but there's one in Columbus, and there's another one in the one in Cincinnati. This one had no fucking wrestling games. Pissed me off. Anyway, Area 51, Androids Deluxe, Bad Dudes versus Dragon Ninjas, Burger Time, Centipede, Cruisin' World, Donkey Kong, which was broken, that pissed me off, Double Dragon, Frogger, Galaga, Gauntlet, Golden Axe, Gyrus, the original Mario Brothers, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Mortal Kombat 3, Ms. Pac-Man, NBA Jam, NFL Blitz 2000, Off-Road, Super Pac-Man, Q-Bert, Rampage, Robotron, The Simpsons, Spy Hunter, Star Wars, which I think was just Empire Strikes Back, Stargate, Tapper, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Tempest, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Tron, Trophy Hunting, and then 4 pinball games that you actually have to do pay for those. But Arabian Nights Pinball, Creature from the Black Lagoon Pinball, Getaway Pinball, and Indiana Jones Pinball. So very fun place to go to. Drinks were a little expensive, but I don't feel like I wasted money. I feel like it was awesome. All right, so let's get into Best of the Week. And we will start with Katie, the First Lady.
Well, considering that I just watched it a few moments ago, the whole Totabella's and Cena and Nikki and all, the whole segment between them was just, to me, that was the best segment out of this whole feud this week. And it makes that might be the match I'm most looking forward to, probably next to Rollins and Triple H. And what they did on Monday was good, too. But that whole thing with all of them was just fun, and I loved it.
Carp?
The house show, Balor made a return, even though he apparently was other house shows first. So getting to see Finn Balor. Unfortunately, not the Demon King. I would have liked to have seen the Demon King, but unfortunately, the Demon King wasn't there. And Zayn versus Owens in a Montreal street fight. The crowd started chanting for tables. Owens told the crowd to chant in French. The crowd started chanting in French, and then he said, "I don't speak your fucking language," or "I don't speak French." Zayn using a hockey stick instead of a kendo stick in the match.
Yeah.
And defeating Kevin Owens with triple haluva kick. So haluva kick, lifted him up, haluva kick, lifted him up again, haluva kick. And then his promo or speech at the end about how they started together in Montreal in 2001, which I got to see, and then where they are now. And Owens had some beautiful crocodile tears going on and then said in French, "Jesus Christ, Sammy, I hate you," and then left. you could actually see the speech online, which is pretty cool. So sometimes a house show can bring it.
Best of the week for me will probably be, besides what's coming up, which that will be my best of the week next week, guaranteed, but AIW. There's a match in particular that I hope gets out more. It was basically just a spot after spot after spot of a four-way tag team match. And like three-fourths of them are one form or another luchadors. Like some of them are Americans, but they've studied, you know, luchador and all that kind of shit. And Jesus Christ, it was fucking, it was an awesome match. Match of the night. Damn near stole the show. A lot of cool stuff coming out of AIW right now. One of the matches is up and coming independent wrestler by the name of Joey Janela. You can catch a lot about him right now and going on. And he had a match versus Scott Norton. And I got a beautiful fucking gif, basically, where Joey Janela is coming right at Scott Norton. Norton chops him. And how Joey Janela decides to sell it is to jump over the barricade to his right. And you can go to @WrestlingCheers on Twitter. It's one of the... you'll definitely be able to find it. It was retweeted by Cheeseburger out of nowhere. Well, I should say it was retweeted by Scott Norton. I think that's where Cheeseburger seen it. He retweeted it, and I thought that was kind of fun. And I mentioned this earlier in the show, and I just want to go over these. These are the people I plan on meeting at WrestleCon or Ring of Honor. I want to start with my WrestleCon list. And I was actually upset because I think I'm going to miss one of these guys unless he gets there early. But normally wrestlers do not get places early. They get places late. So first on my list, and for obvious reasons, it, what?
the list of heavy.
Yeah. First on my list, for obvious reasons, we have Veda Scott. And this would be on my birthday, so it'd be great to meet her. Jim the Anvil Nightheart is on my list. Terry Funk. And Victoria. The person that was, but I think I'm going to be leaving right around the time they get there, sad to say, is Jacques Rougeau, the Mountie. If he gets there before I leave, I might do it. Also, I'm going back Saturday because that's roughly the same area that I have to get on the ROH shuttle or the bus to go to Lakeland, which was only like $6 for a round trip. That's fucking awesome. I have on this day's list, one is for sure, the other ones I'm so on. Number one being Noelle Foley, Kevin Nash, DDP, and then there's an independent wrestler by the name of Maria Manic. She's also going to be around, but I don't have prices for Manic or DDP because they don't have them listed, so I'm uncertain about that. And then my Ring of Honor list. And it's like I mentioned before, every singles wrestler is $20. Every tag team wrestler is $30. Or tag team is $30. So it is Adam Cole, baby! Dalton Castle, Will Ospreay, The Young Bucks, Matt and Jeff Hardy, Gorillas of Destiny, Cody, Marty Scurll, Cheeseburger, Jay Lethal, and Christopher Daniels. $250, hopefully well spent. Then I got tickets for access on Sunday. No idea who's going to be there. I'm upset because Johnny Gargano is going to be there Friday when I'm doing other shit. So hopefully he might make a surprise appearance. I don't know. I know there's some cool UK wrestling going on at that time, so... Basically, it's boiling down to Friday on my birthday is Independent Wrestling Day, Saturday is Ring of Honor Day, and Sunday is WWE Day. So, any final... What's that?
Not much, really.
Yeah, just a little bit. Hopefully, you'll be meeting some people down there, too. So, resting up now because I have a feeling I'm just going to be busy as hell. So, all right. Let's wrap this show up. Any final thoughts or last-minute plugs? Kurt?
Stablewars.com. You can come and win a DVD for picking your WrestleMania picks, and it's not nearly as complicated as it is here. As well, for myself, at Killer Carpe Diem, and hopefully this week, the newest episode of All Beer Inside will be released.
So more on that next episode. All right, Katie.
I'm just looking forward to this weekend. I mean, there's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, all live. Going to be a lot of stuff to watch.
Yeah.
But follow me at Katie First Lady.
And of course, you can find myself and all my shenanigans at Heavyset330. You can find me at that on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram, which I'm expecting those to be fairly busy this week, posting pictures and whatnot. I'm going to try to do some Snapchat stories. So easy to find me anywhere at Heavyset330. And, of course, you can find this show at Razzlecast on Twitter. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Razzlecast. And email us next week as we end this chapter in our lives. So, Razzlecast@gmail.com. That will do it for us. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy WrestleMania. Enjoy NXT. Enjoy all the shows that you could possibly be watching. Enjoy the weekend. This is WrestleMania. This is what we all live for. And we will catch you right back here next week.
Red light, green light. Everybody take a shot. Red light, green light. Give me everything you got. Red light.
Mr. 305. Flo Rida and Lunch Money. Three Miami boys. You know what time it is.
Give me the green light.
Oh, yeah.
Cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one life.
One life.
And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm ready to go. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, yeah.
You know what that means, that we can do anything, anything that you dream. I wanna make it ooh, ah, till you scream. And I practice what I preach, if you know what I mean. I'm about that, mommy. Yeah, I got the key and I'ma lock that, mommy. Yeah, we can roll and I'ma rock that, mommy. I do what I say and say what I mean. Now let me jump in between, I'm getting loose in this thing. Like OJ, the juice in this thing. Feeling like left eye, boy, I burn the roof in this thing. I got all the women getting naked, feeling like Luke in this thing. Think it's a game. Now I got the green lit and the green right. All I need is, mommy, for you to give me the green light. So I can run through it like an easy pass. Find a G-spot and step on the gas.
Woo! Give me the green light.
Oh, yeah.
cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one life.
One life.
And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light. Cause I'm ready to go. Oh, oh, oh.
Ready, then I'm ready. Pull up on her with the Chevy. Real talk when the light turn green.
Lego.
Give me what I ask for. I got a passport. Mr. International, I hit the airport. If you knew the kind of work that I transport, that Rihanna do me dirt to the crash course. I like the cleanest, greenest, leanest. Arena Venus, flow of genius. Smoking Phoenix, you never seen this. I have a dream this. That 200 on the dash got me fiending. So I'm trying to ride out, slide out. Rally stripes in the 500, bye-bye. Wild out.
Let's have a good time.
Right now, right now.
What you waiting for? You only got one life. And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light.
Let's go.
Cause I'm ready to go.
Take a shot, red light, green light. Give me everything you got, red light, green light. Everybody take a shot.